The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Good times roll, and what a better way to start The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. My name's Dave Raven. Welcome to the programme. That's Shirley and Lee and their hit single from 50 years ago, nearly. 1956 was the year that came out, the year after what is deemed to be the beginning of rock and roll in a way. And they got their break by making their own record back in 1952. It cost $2 in those days. I'm just researching it before I went on the air. It cost $2 in 1952 to fill your Cadillac with petrol. $2 also got you a week's groceries at the local Piggly Wiggly, but also $2 enabled you to cut a record at the local record store and have it pressed. And that's what Shirley and Lee did back in 1952, which got them discovered. And Let the Good Times Roll was their huge hit single from 4 years later, and that came originally from their stage shows, basically. Somebody shouted out, "Let the Good Times Roll," and hence the song. And that then launched into, Let the Good Times Roll, there must have been a movie out of that. Almost everything possible, restaurants, diners, the whole thing, have had that name, Let the Good Times Roll. Last weekend I was working in the, the garden ready for the winter, really, and just tidying things up generally, and listening on my MP3 player to the other blues shows on, which I get off the internet, and that's Bandana Blues and the Roadhouse Blues and Austin Riffs. And I think it was on Bandana Blues I heard this next track, and then in a strange way of serendipity, I also then was playing it myself, getting ready for one of the BFBS Radio 2's live dates. This, to me, though, is the ultimate version. Beardo played it by, I forget who, last week. It's originally by Duke John Jimmy, but here is, for me, the definitive and best of all-time versions of Whammer Jammer, performed by the band, the Jay Gals Band, on stage in Madison Square Gardens. Listen to Magic Dick on harmonica and this version of Whammer Jammer.
Get it all down, get it all night, get it all right, get it out of sight and get it down, baby. Yeah. Whammer Jammer, let me hear you, digga. Come on, baby. Thank you.
short but perfectly formed. That's the J Gals band off the album Full House and Whammer Jammer. Terribly short. Have I done it before on radio? I think I did it back in the early 1970s on BBC Radio Newcastle. I played a track and I said, it's so good, I think I'm going to play it twice. And I played it again a second time. Haven't done that, but I almost tempted to do that there. That is just so good. And the J Gals band was, to me, the definitive version of Whammer Jammer. On to the emails now. dave.raven@bfbs.com is the email address. And Phil, I hope you get your surname right, Phil. I suppose Caitlinette is your, is the way I would pronounce it. And Phil emails, I've been listening to your show since last December and want to thank you to introduce me to the music of the Wyos. I played a few of their songs for my wife, along with their live show you posted from their tour in the summer, and we had to get their album right away. We got to see the band live last Friday on the 23rd of September at a small club in Brooklyn, and it was a fantastic show. We really enjoyed seeing the band make all those great different sound effects and laughing at the vaudeville elements they incorporate into their performance. The audience was mostly friends and good fans of the band, and at times the show became a sing-along. We're already looking forward to seeing them perform again in November. They're going to record a new album this fall, so I'm sure I'll be hearing new songs from them on your show in a few months' time. Thank you, Phil. I'm glad you enjoyed seeing the band live in Brooklyn. And to give you a flavour of what the Wyos sound like out of New York City, they did a live set on the, about 3 months ago, I suppose it would be, here on the island. But this is taken from their album Porcupine, and this is called Blue Drag.
Dragging the ground, you got me hanging around. I dig that slow drag. Ah, mama said a slow drag. You got that slow, lazy swing. You got that blue, lazy thing. I dig that slow drag. Oh, that rhythm, the rhythm has got me a-wind. Such a serious craze. Oh, that rhythm, the rhythm has got me a-wind. Such a serious craze. Enough of blue drag. You got my soul on fire. Oh, I'll never tire of that blue drag. Dragging the ground, you got me hanging around. I dig that blue drag. Ah, mama said a slow drag. You got that slow, lazy swing. You got that blue, lazy thing. I dig that slow drag. Oh, that rhythm, blue rhythm has got me a-wind. Such a serious craze. Oh, that rhythm, the rhythm has got me a-wind. Such a serious craze. I can't get enough of slow drag. You got my heart on fire. Oh, I'll never tire of that blue.
album's called Porcupine. The band are called Wyos out of New York, and that's a track that they did live when they were here about 2 months ago, but they're taking off the album there. And Blue Drag, and thanks very much, Phil, for sending that email. We'll be getting back to more of your emails a little bit later on, but moving on now with a new album, which isn't, it's a reissue, from originally 41 years ago, 1964. Somebody we featured quite a few times on the programme in the last month or two, Ace Records here in the UK, have been collecting lots of Vanguard recordings from the 1960s and reissuing them, and this is one of those. It's John Hammond, his eponymous debut album from 1964, and amazingly, quite a lot of the material, the 13 tracks on this album, actually still feature in John's stage performances today. So he's 40-odd years later, he's still doing the same material, but doing it awfully well. Listen to this, East St. Louis Blues.
Well, I walk all the way north of East St. Louis town. Well, I did not have a day one tall eyes at that. Well, if you ain't got a dollar, won't you give me poor lousy dime? Well, you know I just can't feed that starving gal of mine. Well, my woman, she ain't nothing, Lord, but this skin and bone. I'll give her my money now, try to help alone. Well, my first name is Johnny. Ain't gonna tell you my second name. Well, that woman treat me a low down dirty shame. Stealing, Lord, I don't mean no harm. I'm just stealing people now, trying to get along. Start a conversation now, trying to keep from crying. Tennessee, I'm going back to my baby. Lord, you know she won't come back to me.
If you're listening with headphones on, you probably heard the tape noise there. Amazing depth. Vanguard always did have great recording techniques with huge light and shade, and you can hear it there, but also you can hear the tape noise as they transcribed it across. From 1964, John Hammond, and round about that time, record labels, especially Vanguard, were experimenting with, I suppose, with the folk boom still. It was still going on. And people like Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and to a certain extent Peter, Paul and Mary, lots of artists had taken inspiration from the blues, but John Hammond was probably about the only one who'd stayed, if you like, true to the blues and was still actually performing it in its original form. Great album. Out now. Out again after 40-odd years. And if you enjoyed that, you'll enjoy the other 13 tracks taken from the CD. Looking around, I was going to do something greatly important here. No, it doesn't matter. I think I was going to tell you something, but I've lost my notes. Tell you what I'll do. I'll play you this one from Shamikia Copeland. Her new album is The Soul Truth, and this is All About You.
I can see look in your eyes. Finally found yourself someone to idolize. A person who's perfect to worship and adore. Special someone you've been looking for. You don't need me, don't need no one else. 'Cause you're so happy being in love with yourself.
Great voice. Shamika Copeland, her new album on Alligator Records. It's The Soul Truth, and that's called It's All About You. The human nature is a bit odd, isn't it, really? We are kind of strange and deep individuals. The reason I'm telling you this is that when I was putting the programme together, I chose a CD from the Chess Rhythm and Roll series. There were four CDs in the set. The history of Chess Records from the beginning right through till the very end in 1967. And I chose a track from Disc 4 by Billy Stewart, Reap What You Sow. And so far, so good. Anyway, as I was getting the CD out to play Billy Stewart, I suddenly looked, and a bit further down the playing on the list of the tracks on the record is Tommy Tucker and High Heel Sneakers. Now, High Heel Sneakers is just one of my favourite all-time tracks. I just want to get up and dance to it. So I thought, I won't play Billy Stewart, I'll play Tommy Tucker. And then quickly I thought, I better check, when did I last play Tommy Tucker? I've got a database, of course, all the tracks I play on the programme are kept on the computer, so I quickly keyed in High Heel Sneakers, select... And it comes up. Now, the programme, The Raven and Blues, is now 5.5 years old. And I played Tommy Tucker for the first time just after the show had started in July of 1999. But then every other time in the year 2000, this time last year, and now again, the year 2000 and 2004 last year, I've played it in October every year. So something in my body actually is making me play this record almost every October, almost every year in the last 5 years. Who am I to argue? Tommy Tucker, the ultimate high heel sneakers.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight. Put on. In case some fool might wanna find. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your weak hat on your head. Put on your high heel sneakers, wear your weak hat on your head.
Wonderful. It's a perfect record in every way, really. It was just cut as a demo, would you believe? Tommy Tucker on vocals and also on keyboards, on Hammond organ there. I'm fairly certain it's a Hammond organ, and a track that he wrote as well. And on bass, Brenda Jones, and on drums, Johnny Williams, and there must be a guitarist somewhere. Yes, Weldon Young on guitar. Made as a demo and then sold to Chess Records, who said, actually, that's good enough to put out straight away. Put it out in 1964. It got in the pop charts and was huge across the world. I think Tommy Tucker was probably bigger in the UK than he was back in the States, in that he did come across through the late 60s into the early 70s on fairly regular tours, but very much a one-hit wonder. That was the record. But when you've made a record like that, you don't need to make any more, do you? Because it's absolutely perfect.
Take me to station, put me on a plane. Got no expectations to pass through here. Once I was a rich man, now I'm this. For your heart is like a diamond, you cast your pearls to swine. And as I watch you walk away, you tax my peace. Mine. Water splashes on a stone. Our love is like our music. It's here.
Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. And for the life of me, I can't remember which album it came from. It's called No Expectations, performed there by Doug Cox and Sam Harry, taken from their album Hungry Ghosts, which has been out a month or three. It's absolutely gorgeous. I hope you enjoyed that. And you'll find the links to them on the Raven of the Blues website, bfbs.com/R&B. And, of course, a chance to subscribe to the podcast, hear the show all over again, all the usual things. And that's on Northern Blues Records. Picking up this one. Oh, John Lee Hooker, that's right, yes. Now, I've got more albums from John Lee Hooker than anybody else in my blues collection. And that's not because he just happens to be a particular favourite, although he was. But also, I think he's just so prolific as well. So many albums out over his 45-year recording career, just about. This is another compilation which came out again about 4 or 5 years ago, I would guess. Two of the old albums from the 1960s compiled onto one CD, so it's The Folk Blues of John Lee Hooker and That's My Story by John Lee Hooker, but this one is taken off the folk blues one, and this is something we've never featured before in the programme. It's called She's Long, She's Tall, and She Weeps Like a Willow Tree.
She's long, she's tall, she weeps like a willow tree. She's long, she's tall, she weeps like a willow tree. I seen her last night, she was weeping to herself. Say, Jenny, I need loving. I need loving now. Johnny, I need loving. I need loving now. Well, I need loving, she told me, but I know nobody but you. She long, she tall, she weep like a willow tree. Every time she love me, make my love come tumbling down. I seen her last night, she was hanging her head and crying. I seen her last night, she was hanging her head and crying. She said, I need loving now, Johnny. I need loving now. Well, you're talking about your woman, but you ought to see mine. She long, she tall, built like a willow tree. Look at here now, man, she's natural fine. She's on the ball, got everything I need. She's long and she tall and she weep like a willow tree. Every time she love me, make my love come down. She long and she tall. She long and she tall. She long and she tall. Weep like a willow tree. She long and she tall. She weep like a willow tree.
She's long and she's tall, and she weeps like a willow tree. And unusually on that track, John's voice, I think it must have been recorded in mono, but John's voice leaps from side to side. I think probably what they did when they stereoed the track, so to speak, is they put the guitar on one and the vocals on the other and then swapped them over halfway through. It's on a double CD, or no, it's on a single CD of two original albums called That's My Story and the Folk Blues of John Lee Hooker, out on Ace Records. When did it come out? I think it's quite old looking at this. I would think it's probably about 10 years ago or thereabouts. It might still be available. I'm not quite sure about the Ace back catalogue, about how far they, or how long they keep their material in print, so to speak. It's all quietened down a bit now in terms of the hurricanes hitting the shores of America, and thankfully the death toll much, much less than everybody expected. Huge amounts of damage, of course, and lots of loss. And a couple of weeks ago I was quite concerned, especially for CC Adcock and the band, because Rita was kind of heading for that part of Louisiana. And in all my fears and worries, and I was sort of talking on the show a couple of weeks ago about how, you know, hope everybody was okay, I forgot one person altogether. A regular on the programme sends me an email every week with what he's been doing, and that's Mean Gene Kenton, because he lives in Baytown, which is sort of south of Houston on the way down towards the coast itself. And well, Baytown, obviously, you can tell by its name, it's on the coast. And I never remembered, I never thought about Gene being okay. Got a great email from him explaining it, that he and the band and the family and the kids and everybody set off from Baytown, heading north, heading up towards Houston and beyond. And luckily, there, apart from the appalling traffic, everything was okay and they got back okay. And they're now running lots and lots of benefit concerts. And listening to Austin Rips with Mark and Miss V, it's fairly obvious that in Austin, Texas, again, lots of Louisiana musicians are in Austin, and there's loads of benefits going on. And it does sound like, apart from the sadness of all the events, it does sound like a great time to be in Texas at present, with so many great musicians performing to raise money for the people who've lost their homes and lost everything. I thought I'd play a track from Mean Gene Kelton together with the Diehards, taken from the most requested CD. I felt this one was fairly apposite. It's called Leaving Paradise. Goodbye, Louisiana.
3 o'clock in the morning, Louisiana rain pouring down. I'm sitting down at the station, waiting on that old greyhound. Leaving here this morning, nothing in this one-horse town for me. So goodbye, Louisiana, Lord have mercy. Thought I'd found paradise in Louisiana. Working them rigs, playing guitar in a weekend band. And I thought I'd found you love in the arms of a Cajun angel. Her heart was dark as a swamp. She tore me down like a hurricane. I never ever thought I'd leave here at all. There's a call now boarding, leaving paradise. Dawn, we cross the bridge at Vicksburg. The river far below whispers, let her go. Like an omen, the stars go out. Mississippi sun rises to heal my soul. Now we're rolling fast. I shouldn't look back, but somehow the past looks better through tinted glass.
On drums, his son, Sid Kelton. On bass, his other son, Jamie Kelton. That's Mean Gene Kelton. And off the album Most Requested, I felt that was kind of suited the occasion, really. Leaving Paradise, I know it wasn't particularly bluesy. Goodbye, Louisiana. And thankfully, the whole Kelton family and the rest of the band are all safe. I don't think, actually, I had any real damage in Baytown. No serious damage, anyway. And it does seem now that everything is kind of returning to normal. This is The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, and also on Listen Again, and also, of course, as a podcast. And therefore, beaming through lots of little white headphones, I suppose, listening to the programme. Here's a great album from the last years of Kent Records and Lowell Fulson. And again, when I was looking through which track to play, there are quite a few, 25. Again, they've managed to squeeze on full 80 minutes. And trying to work out which track to play, and I suddenly spotted this one. And again, as I've sort of cheated so far in the programme by playing my favourites, this is also one of my favourites. Again, I've featured it many times by different artists, but never by Lowell Fulson. So here he is. He's renamed it something differently. He calls it, that track 10, No, track 16, All I Want to... When Things... He's called it When Things Go Wrong. But as far as I'm concerned, it's always been It Hurts Me Too.
So blue when you keep on worrying the way you do. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, baby, it hurts me too. That man you love, darling, he don't you around. Why don't you make love to Lord, darling, baby, and let's jump this town. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, baby, it hurts me too. That man don't love you, darling, so he said he's only driving you, baby, 'cause you had a girl next door. When things go wrong, so wrong with you, baby, it hurts me too. From him, he didn't know he had. 'Cause when things go wrong, so wrong with you, baby, it hurts me too.
Played it, not that particular version, but last played that track 3 months ago by Robert Palmer. We've also featured it over the years from people like Elmore James, John Mayall, Keb Moe, originally by Tampa Red, but that's to me one of my blues favourites, and It Hurts Me Too. We seem to be rattling through. We've got about 9 tracks in. I'm obviously not... Well, I seem to be talking quite a lot. Perhaps they're short tracks, but we're on track 11 now. We've got quarter an hour still to go. Normally it's about 12 or 13 tracks altogether in the programme. But coming up to date now with an album that's been out about 6 months or thereabouts. It's out on Northern Blues. Dan Trienor and Frankie Lee together, the album African Wind. And if you're a new listener to The Raven and the Blues, basically Dan makes genuine African... Oh, can they be genuine? Dan makes musical instruments using the original, the proper materials from Africa in the African style. So I suppose they are genuine in a sense. And then together with Frankie Lee, who's got a great voice, they put this super album together. Here's a track we never played before. It's called Cut With Dynamite. We'll be right back. Sugar Cut with Dynamite. Can't be good for you. That's the album African Wind, and Dan Trienal and Frankie Lee. Frankie Lee on vocals there, and a fine track indeed. Here's Larry Johnson and the CD from the beginning of this century, I guess. Yeah, about 5 years ago. And it's called Two Gun Green. And as I've been featuring some of my favourite tracks on this week's programme, I might as well keep on playing the things I really love. And here's something I haven't, again, played for a little while, but in its different forms. But here is Goodnight Irene.
Rambling and gambling, staying out late.
See You in My Dreams, written by Huddy Ledbetter, otherwise Leadbelly, back in the 30s, and performed there by Larry Johnson. Two Gun Green, the album, and Goodnight Irene, and that's Goodnight from me. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Let's close with Chris Beard and the album Livewire. This one is called The Street of Broken Dreams. Dave.Raven at bfbs.com, and bfbs.com/R&B is the website. Talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Nothing ever seems to change.